Queensland's Premier has announced that the Indian mining giant Adani will not get a royalties holiday for its proposed Carmichael coal mine. The Queensland government was considering offering a royalties reprieve for the project, but after emergency meetings of the Queensland Cabinet, a deal was struck. Here's George Roberts.
A statement from the Premier indicates there'll be no free coal for Adani.
Under this new policy, the Adani Carmichael mine will pay every cent of royalties in full.
It says, and
there'll be no royalty holiday for the Adani Carmichael mine.
It's an about turn from last week. The state government was considering giving the mining giant a royalties holiday in an attempt to get the $21 billion rail, port and massive mining project going. But the news caused ructions in state cabinet and saw Adani cancel a key board meeting and defer its final investment decision. After emergency cabinet meetings, the Premier's moving to provide investment certainty for the Galilee Basin and two other regions the government wants developed. The Premier's statement again.
State Cabinet has unanimously agreed to a new policy approach for the future development of the Galilee and Surat Basins and Northwest Minerals Province.
Anastasia Palaszczuk is not yet going into details about how much would be paid. It's also understood the payments could be deferred, but would have to be paid back with interest. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
This is about creating jobs in three big, huge areas across our state where we are seeing high levels of unemployment.
The government's keen to see the project started, especially less than a year out from an election. But the cabinet decision doesn't guarantee the $21 billion project will go ahead. The company's applied for a nearly billion-dollar loan from the federal government to build the coal rail line, and Adani is yet to make that final investment decision that's also subject to finance approval. One of the project's fiercest opponents is the Lock the Gate Alliance. Its spokeswoman is Ellie Smith.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk wants to spin it as a deferral, but this is a royalty holiday. It's a deferral of royalty payments.
Isn't it good, though, that the government has been forced into this position where it is saying to Adani, well, you're going to have to pay the whole lot eventually?
We should be making sure that this company is financially sustainable and can stand on its own two feet. And any deferral of royalty payments means that Queenslanders are out of pocket in the short term.
In a statement, Adani says it will give urgent consideration of State Cabinet's decision.
George Roberts with that report.